I have heard Dean Bickley at least a couple of times today saying he doesn't like marathon. And we know why. Because it kind of, you know, caused some effect in the size of the morning congregations. However, I need to say this without any kind of selfishness. That congregation size just fits me well for my sermon this morning. It looks like a less intimidating to me, and I feel good. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother, Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah." You know, it took me a while to convert to social medias such as Skype, Facebook, Twitter, and some others. Actually, around 3 years ago, when I finally decided I wanted to open a Twitter account, I went to school to pick up my son after I did all the process, and I said good news to him. I said, "I have a Twitter account. And my son said to me, "Way to go, Daddy. By the way, Twitter account, not Twitter account." You know, I can say with all property that I began my journey as a committed Christian in the spirit and in the forming and making of base ecclesial communities as they were and still are in the context of Latin America. I have to confess to you all that I cannot afford to understand the gospel in a different way than the way I learned throughout these years. In some way, and for some reasons, lay people in my community, the one where I grew up, and the clergy, and the teachers, became the best examples to me to really embrace this way of life or living the faith as it was in those years, 74, 77, 80-something. Base ecclesial communities in Latin America, or comunidades eclesiales de base, are a type of church within the church. They are small groups of Christians who meet together to pray, to study the Holy Scriptures, to understand reality and situations, and to worship. This way of embracing the faith and the challenges of the gospel developed over time in response to the specific needs in Latin America and became an organic system. A study sponsored by the Cambridge Companion to Liberation Theology, led by Andrew Dawson, divide the history of comunidades eclesiales de base, or base ecclesial community, into four main periods. The first period pretty much goes before 1962, back to when in Latin America there were not that many priests, but also there were too many communities, too many churches. And sometimes a priest needed to be responsible not only for his local church in the center of the city or the town, but for many other small communities of people in the outskirts or in towns. So the church had a problem. He needed to figure out how to respond to the need of the many people who sometimes didn't see their own clergy but twice a month, or maybe once every 2 months or every 3 months. So they came up with a kind of the Rossi project, or the Rossi experiment, which was selecting 372 lay people who they train and to teach them not only how to lead the liturgy of the word, but also how to maintain the people together by reading the lessons of the day, but also the material given to them. Then they were allowed to preach on their own, but allowed to read whatever was written by the local priest. So in 1954, that experiment took place. And that became the seed. That became the ground for the formation of base ecclesial community in the context of Latin America. Now, the next period is 1962 to 1968. Between these years, bishops from across the world meet at a conference known as Vatican II, and they agreed on the following. Remember, all this is still about the work of the Roman Catholic Church in Latin America. Back to those years, the Episcopal Church or Anglican Church, even though it was known and founded already, wasn't so well known by Latin American people. So they decided and agreed on the following three aspects. The laity should have greater involvement in the church. The church must be more accessible, and the church should be actively concerned in social issues. This very last aspect led to the foundation of liberation theology in the context, once again, of Latin America. So theologians such as John Sobrino, Leonardo Boff, and Gustavo Gutierrez spearhead all a movement of thinking Latin American situation and people's situation through the eyes of theology, mainly looking at the book of Exodus and the book of Revelation, two books that somewhat and somehow became a critical tool for people to be able to understand not only their faith, but the way to engage in changes and embrace community and embrace faith in a different way. So it wasn't so much anymore depending on what the hierarchy of the church has to say, but also on what they have to say and how they have to respond to their challenges. And in that aspect, liberation theology led Christians in Latin America to better understand their context and to understand that being poor wasn't God's willing toward people, as people were made to believe. Being poor was an act of unfairness and injustice and inequality. And so movement started, and people began to engage in not only prayer and worship, but also began to join forces with other organizations and people in their own neighborhoods and learn how to answer back. I am a product of that. And I have to share with you this morning, better to say today, that it was because my mother was able to point me out to meet with our neighbors who were meeting to discuss situation that I, at some point, opened my eyes and said, it got to be something I can do. probably that movement or move in my life led me to seminary. And believe me, whatever I saw and heard there has stuck to my ears and heart to the point that I cannot understand myself in any other way that is not as a missionary and getting in trouble whenever I have an opportunity. In 1969 through 1974, a political unrest during this period led the increasing reliance on base ecclesial community. So they were coup d'etat and dictatorship and repression and military repression, chasing people who, for one reason or the other, challenged the people of the status quo. So the comunidades eclesiales de base became a provider of opportunity for people to engage in practical action, to begin increasingly focused on social problems, and became more independent from the mainstream church. Theologians like Boff, Gutierrez, and Sobrino embraced the base ecclesial community as a true reflection of how the church should function. The purpose of the base ecclesial community was simple. It was just to provide opportunity to people to really engage in changes, but also to provide a biblical contextual in which people could found their belief and thought and understand why engaging now wasn't only a personal call for a community need. Bishops gathering in Medellin, Colombia, said that they could no longer be in silence and that the church could not longer close its eyes or ears before the need of the poor and the people. Theologian Gustavo Gutierrez said this about base ecclesial community. The theology of liberation attempts to reflect on the experience and meaning of the Christian faith based on the commitment to abolish injustice and build a new society. This theology must be verified by the practice of commitment, by active, effective participation in the people's struggle. Dr. Paul Davies, on his book, Base Ecclesial Community in Contemporary Perspective, wrote the following, quote, "Base ecclesial community were praxis of mission-driven. The starting point was not what is the true nature of the church, but what is the mission of the church." Maybe this is what I heard Presiding Bishop Michael Carey saying the night that he came here and delivered his sermon. That what matters is not what is the nature of the true church, but what is the mission of the true church. I kind of agree with that. Dr. Davies continues saying that the base ecclesial community were an example of a small group within the wider church for whom mission was the primary purpose of their existence. Theology is simple, and it goes like this. Everyone could interpret the Bible having a priest, there's no need to having a priest to tell you what the Bible means. The stories were consciously interpreted in the light of experience. For the base ecclesia community, theology has a pastoral basis rather than a university seminary basis. Now, the content of this emphasis on the social content of Jesus' message, Jesus as a social revolutionary who criticized the elite and sided with the poor, significance of stories like Exodus and the book of Revelation, which offer a message of hope for the future, and here and now, interpretations of concepts like the kingdom of God. You know, celebrating the legacy of Martin Luther King got me thinking a bit about this context. And for some reason, it also led me to think about the 1 o'clock congregation that you all been hosting here for almost 17 years. Yes, 17 years. These brothers and sisters, Latinos and Latinas, have been coming through this door since 1999 into this place that has welcomed them. I believe that it is about time to correspond to that. And maybe this is why I kind of found a way, if I can say this, to make my own translation of the evangelism initiative that is part of the vision plan of this cathedral. By taking the cathedral out to the neighborhoods from where most of these brothers and sisters of the 1 o'clock congregation come here. And to find what is exactly the world, what does exactly their community look like, what are their struggles, and how can we work together to change part of that. That, my sisters and brothers, is somewhat doing mission within our own. And yes, I have to say, I am having fun with Facebook. And I am enjoying any opportunity that I do have to post something of this ministry or of the cathedral that I believe is going to be relevant for those following our Facebook page. The Iglesia Catedral de Cristo Facebook page. But believe me, my sisters and brothers, there's nothing compared to sitting one-on-one, face-to-face, person-to-person, to share with somebody the values of our faith and the calling to mission that comes from Jesus. So, he first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah. Now is our turn."